In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, today I have a story to tell you. There was a shepherd who had 100 sheep in his flock. And he knew each one by name. And he took care of them as a father takes care of his children. The sheep had everything they needed to be happy, especially the love and the protection of the shepherd. But one day, this little sheep, the smallest among all, heard a voice calling for her. But it was not the voice of the shepherd. She heard that strange voice and wanted to follow it. So step by step, she was getting closer to that voice. But step by step, she was also getting further from the shepherd. After having walked for a while, the little sheep found a fence in front of her. And she was disturbed. Why this fence? Why these limits? Why can't I simply go beyond? And that strange voice kept calling and calling for her. At the end, the little sheep returned to the shepherd. However, she was not the same anymore. All that she had didn't seem to be enough to make her happy. What she wanted now was to cross the line, to go beyond that fence. She could not understand that the fence was in fact a protection placed there by the shepherd himself out of love. So the sheep was planning her flee. And the shepherd could feel that something was wrong. So he came close to his little sheep and take her into his arms and covering her with his tears, he said to her, "I love you, my little sheep. Please do not leave me, because if you do so, you will die." And these words were not a curse, but the shepherd knew that the sheep could not survive without him. So he tried to keep her with him. He tried. But escaping from his arms, the little sheep ran away from the shepherd, running towards what she thought to be freedom, liberty, finally. And then she comes to the fence once again. And from afar, the shepherd watches everything that's going on. And the little sheep prepares to jump over the fence. 1, 2, 3. Done. She crosses the line, but she does not reach the ground. A big wolf grasps her into his mouth. And now she sees the face of that strange voice that was calling for her. Yes, she was wrong. Far from the shepherd, she found no light, but extreme darkness. She found no joy, but extreme sadness. She found no hope, but despair. Oh, if she could just come back to the arms of her father. But now, it seems too late. She's in the mouth of the wolf. But suddenly, the little sheep hears the voice of the shepherd. Yes, he was there. He came to save her. He left on the top of the mountain his other 99 sheep to look for that little one that was lost. So he came and placed himself in front of the wolf. But the wolf did not want to liberate the sheep. So the shepherd proposed a deal. He would offer himself in the place of the little sheep. He would give his own life to spare her life. And the wolf accepted the deal, and leaving the little sheep to the side, he attacked the shepherd. Yes, the shepherd was stronger than the wolf, but he had to pay for the life of his little sheep. And that's why he allowed himself to be wounded and to die. Just to liberate his beloved one. No, I've never seen love as strong as the one of the Good Shepherd for that little sheep. My brethren, you realize that I'm talking about our salvation. You realize that the shepherd is our Lord Jesus Christ, and the little sheep is you and me. We who so many times have gone astray and walked away from the path of God. We who wanted to cross the line, to go beyond, to have freedom away from Him. And the wolf was there, waiting for us, ready to take us in his mouth. But our Lord had mercy on us. Because I hope you understand that if our Lord had allowed us to die in state of mortal sin, you understand that we would be now, right now, in the flames of hell. But He had mercy on us. He did not treat us according to our sins, but according to His infinite love. He could not suffer to see us in the mouth of the wolf, and that's why He came. He came to rescue us. He left all the choirs of angels in heaven to look for His little sheep, to look for you. Yes, He came. He became a man and offered Himself in your place. His own life He gave in exchange for your life. So, my brethren, I really hope that you see the love of God for your soul. He took upon Himself the punishment you had deserved for your sins. He paid the debt. He paid your debt by shedding His most precious blood on the wood of the cross. And by His death, He liberated you from the mouth of the devil. My brethren, it's by His wounds that we are healed. It's by His death that we can have eternal life. Look at what He has done for you. And how do you pay Him back? How do you pay Him back? My brethren, we should pay love with love. We should pay His love with our fidelity. And after having accomplished this amazing work of our redemption, our Lord ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father. Yes, our shepherd entered into His glory, but he did not forsake His flock, which is the church. Before going back to His Father, our Lord established the priesthood. The priesthood. So from His own flock, among His sheep, our Lord would choose some of them to become shepherds. Shepherds in His name, shepherds to take care of His flock. And to this day, the Lord is calling men to continue His mission and to apply to the souls the merits of His redemption. And the Lord gives to these chosen ones His own power. They give spiritual life through baptism. They bring the dead back to life and heal their wounds in confession. They feed the faithful with the body and blood of Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. They prepare the soul to appear before God. In the last moments, with the extreme unction, the priests are the army of our Lord for the salvation of souls. So, my brethren, let us be grateful to the Good Shepherd who gave his own life for us and still takes care of us through the ministry of his priests. And I wanted to ask you today, very seriously, I want to ask you to pray and offer sacrifices for all those our Lord has chosen to be shepherds of his flock. Please pray every day for your priests here, but also for all priests, bishops, and seminarians who have left everything behind just to take care of the flock of Christ. Pray that they may be living images of the Good Shepherd, always ready to give their own lives for the sheep. No, I've never seen love as strong as the one of the Good Shepherd for his little sheep. Love stronger than death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.